The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Really pleased to speak to Miggy Orson from Storm. She's going to be hosting some Only Camps masterclasses over Easter. Miggy, first of all, thank you and hope you're keeping well.
Yeah, all good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Let's have a look at the masterclasses then. In a way, what makes these ones different to other sports camps?
I think the niche for the Only Camps is all of the masterclasses are led by sort of sporting legends, if you like. I mean, I don't really want to put myself in that category, but let's say experts in their fields. You know, athletes who know their sport inside out. And I guess they really want the children to just learn from the best.
What could we learn from the day?
So I think, obviously, you know, the main thing for me, is particularly in the current time frame, will just be getting the athletes used to being back on their sport again and loving that experience. It's been a real long time, I'm sure, for a lot of them since they've, you know, last been coached by someone or, you know, had a group session with their peers. So, yeah, it'll be all fun-based, lots of activities with a little bit of brain ache thrown in just for a bit of fun.
What's the approach you would take to training? Is it quite similar to the Super League side? I mean, what will be the approach on the day?
Yeah, I guess it's just largely centred around, you know, child athlete development and just making sure that, you know, the objective is for them to develop as much as they possibly can in a really short space of time. So I guess just a variety of different skills and almost stations dedicated to specific areas of the games, or trying to cover a lot of different skills and stresses that athletes would encounter in a game of netball, but, you know, through adaptive games, you know, closed skill practices as well.
And I mean, to you as well, attending not just a masterclass, but a superstar masterclass, we use that word again, it's important, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. As I alluded to earlier, you know, some of these kids haven't played, you know, their chosen sport for over a year now. And I know sort of how down in the dumps I felt as an athlete to have to be away from netball for a period of time. And that's just a drop in the ocean compared to some of the athletes that are sitting out there, you know, now over a year later. So it's really important for their own mental health and well-being that they can get back to the sport that they love and, you know, enjoy all of the things that come along with that, but in a really safe environment. And I guess, you know, the Only Camps in particular, they allow children of all ages to, as I say, learn from the best in their chosen sport. So what better way is there for them to, you know, young aspiring athletes who are up and coming in their chosen sport to learn off of, you know, someone they're potentially going to turn on the TV and see playing or read about. So, yeah, I guess for me, just keeping children active and healthy and engaged in their sport for as long as possible is always the overall aim.
Somewhere in my vast netball memory, didn't you attend a Mavericks camp once?
Yeah, I've attended a lot of camps in my day as a young up-and-coming netballer. I was one of those kids that went to anything and everything that was hosted, whether that was by a county or a region or a franchise. I came up through the Mavericks pathway, so a lot of my youth days was spent going to things that they put on, and I went to many sessions hosted by Maggie Jackson, hosted by Karen Atkinson. And yeah, I guess for me to now reverse that and be the person that, you know, is the one hosting it is really important. You know, all of the talks that I give, I tell a story about me being a youngster on a netball court and a lady called Monique Wood played for the same team that I did back then. And any time she used to walk into training, I would like physically gasp and grab my mum and be like, oh my God, mum, like there's Monique. I just thought she was the best thing I'd ever seen. And as soon as I saw her, I was like, right, that's what I want to do. I want to be a netballer. And that wasn't even a thing then. So, you know, if I can come across one young athlete who looks at me the same way that I looked at Monique back then, you know, life made. I think, you know, that's the overall objective is just to inspire the next generation.
These will naturally be run in line with current COVID restrictions. What kind of things have been taken in that front?
Yeah, of course. I think everything nowadays, you know, it's just imperative that before you decide to do anything, you make sure that everything is as COVID safe as possible. And, you know, taking in the government advice and the national governing body advice and making sure that the environment overall for all children and staff that attend, you know, is as safe as possible. So, you know, the risk assessments and the risk mitigation plans before anybody even turn up are completely and thorough. All staff and children will have to be temperature checked on arrival and go through a COVID questionnaire. You know, for us at Storm, we're tested twice a week as well to make sure that, you know, before we even get to any environments, we're as COVID safe as we possibly can be. So, yeah, just making sure the camps are going to be run underneath each and every different sports national governing body's COVID regulations, because they're not all the same, and obviously in line with all of the government guidance as well.
So where are the camps taking place?
So the camps are going to be held at Hurst Pierpoint College, so down in Sussex. And it's a venue that we know sort of well, because we use them over at Surrey Storm quite often. We know they're a fantastic sporting college as well, with some amazing links to some real up-and-coming talent. So, yeah, Hurst Pierpoint College is where we'll be.
And the cost for these?
It is £50 per child.
And how can we find out more information to book on with the masterclass?
Yeah, so if you head to the website, which is www.theonlycamps.com, all of the information around all of the masterclasses, not just netball, will be on that website. And you can book on the website, and there's also other avenues like a contact number or an email address there that you can book. And capacity is limited to 40, so I would recommend that people do that sooner rather than later.
Well, the previous one they had with tea sold out, so no pressure on that.
Yeah, exactly.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.